You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. I have an awesome guest who you are going to love to hear from. His name is Kenneth Williams Jr. And Kenneth recently graduated from Michigan State University. And, you know, full disclosure, I'm a Spartan. So, you know, we bonded over that originally. But he graduated with a master's degree in public relations and a specialization in nonprofit fundraising. In the fall of 2017, Kenneth was selected to be a Forbes Under 30 scholar. Kenneth earned his bachelor's degree in communication with a minor in leadership and integrated learning from Michigan State University in May of 2016. He has extensive experience in various sectors of public relations, including nonprofits, technology, and crisis communication. Additionally, Kenneth has studied abroad in Mexico, Belize, and China, whilst also being a published author. So I'm super excited to have you here today.
Thank you, Kirsten. I'm so excited to be able to do this. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. And before we start, I have to have you tell me. So tell me about this book that you are published. Tell me the story of how that happened.
Yeah. So, and I'm aging myself a little bit, but a few years ago in 2014, I was an RA or a resident assistant. And it was in August, so we had just began RA training. And for those that don't know what an RA is someone who lives on the floor in a residence hall and kind of, you know, helps manage the day-to-day activities and looking over students and whatnot. So RA training had just started, and I saw that there was a posting for student essay submissions for the MSU Libraries anthology on civil and human rights. And I thought, now this would be cool, because I remember at the time there were a lot of racial injustices going on. And at that time, I remember not knowing how exactly I would like for my voice to be heard, because I'm not one of those people who will make long Facebook statuses. You know, I'm just a different person like that. And I knew that I felt that I was a good writer. And I knew that this was a way for me to get my voice heard and talk about what was bothering me. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with Beyonce's essay that she submitted to the Shriver Report with Maria Shriver. It's called Gender Equality is a Myth. So I paid homage to that, and I wrote an essay entitled Racial Equality is a Myth. And this essay that I wrote, it took an intricate look at some of the negative idiosyncrasies that our society perpetuates through the media, incidents, and other forms. Mine takes a look at specifically how our society's toleration of each other leads us to sweep our problems under the rug. And I still feel at this time that we really don't have racial equality. We might have what we think it is, but there really isn't. Mm-hmm. So I wrote that, and after so many edits and whatnot, it finally got submitted and published, and I was really happy with that. And that was my first time being a published author in the book since. So it's not my book, but I still felt proud of it.
Absolutely, as you should. That's amazing. I mean, when you just start talking what you're up to already and how excited you are about the impact you want to make in the world, I'm like, ah, to be so young and already be doing so much. I love it. Describe for me, I know when you and I first spoke a few weeks ago, you shared about what impact you want to make in this world. So why don't you describe that for our listeners here?
Well, Kirsten, the impact that I really want to make in this world is I want to bring people together. I want to amplify and connect communities through storytelling. You know, I think that when people hear the word storytelling, they sort of have this rudimentary view of it, like, oh, you know, a children's book or just any type of book or whatnot. But I think that storytelling is so important to connect people. And I remember talking to you a few, for the first time we spoke after connecting on Shaper, I remember telling you that about my thoughts on storytelling. Storytelling is a tool. You know, when we look at certain things in the media, when we look at movies, when we look at plays, when we look at articles and stuff like that, that's storytelling and that connects people. Say, for instance, we're both Spartans. When we see stories in the media about, you know, this Spartan alum who was 85 years old, who is kind of at the end of his life, but he may have donated $100 million to build this pavilion in the same college that you graduated from, or in that I graduated from. We not the same year, but we still graduated from that same college. Is this
By
alum that
far
you?
not the same year. No.
Yeah.
Go
But,
ahead, I'm sorry.
no, you're fine. But we that connects us because the story is being told about this person's passion for his college at Michigan State. And you know, that's connecting us because we probably graduated from the same college and we had such good experiences. And I think storytelling really has this opportunity to connect people across race, across gender, sexual orientation, religion, and all of that stuff. So that's the change that I'm motivated to make. I want to keep telling the stories of people and situations, especially people who are underdogs, who don't always have their stories told by people. And I want to keep doing that because I want storytelling to reach someone. And I want someone to say that, hey, you know, I saw this story of somebody that's going through the exact same thing as me. Before there was this storytelling around it, I felt like I didn't feel like I saw myself in this aspect. And I'm so happy that it's done. And to me, that's what storytelling can do. It can reach one, it can also teach one. So that's, I know I talked a lot. Is that making
No,
sense?
it's amazing and I love it and your passion comes through when you talk about it and it gives me chills. It's just so because yes, the power of storytelling when you think about it and you know, so often I end up talking about social media here, but like social media has become so divisive because it's like we focus so much on where we're different. But really, yes, through the storytelling, we can make connection points and see how we're similar. And we can be vastly different in a lot of areas, but if we can just find those connection points.
Exactly. And
And that, oh, go ahead.
I was just saying that I agree with you. I mean, social media really just it just divides so many people, and that is just such a horrible use of storytelling. You know, we should not be divided. If anything, we need to come together and focus on solutions that will be better for us as a whole because we're stronger together. I mean, and that's just act of the matter, and there is beauty in our strength. Yeah,
Yes.
so
I
that's
will never forget years ago too, this man said, which this is kind of feeds, you know, I think it's related to your storytelling and connection, but beyond that, what if it's a tough story where you've been feeling isolated because you're not sharing? Well, then when you share your story, one, it's out. It's not something you're holding in, but two, what he said was by sharing your story first, you give others the opportunity to share their story second. And that's so much easier. And again, like how many times are we in a room full of people feeling isolated and then we share something and you realize like, oh my gosh, we were all sitting here thinking we were alone and actually we're all in this together and we have so many similarities.
Yes, see, exactly. You get what I'm saying.
Oh,
You
yes. I'm like, preach it, preach it.
know what's so interesting? So you might hear me mention Beyonce a lot. That's my idol, but that's like a whole different interview or
I gotta have you
question.
back. Yeah.
Yeah. But so one time Beyonce was saying, and this was I still keep this story with me to this day. One time she was giving an interview where she was saying that, you know, her first album, because she was in the group Destiny's Child before she launched her solo career. So her
Yes, I
first
remember
solo
that.
album, she felt like that she had proven herself. She had felt like that she had done all this hard work, and she took her album to her label, and they said, you know, I'm sorry, Beyonce, we don't even hear one hit on this album. And it's so funny. And she said at the end of saying that, she was like, you know, they were right. I didn't have one hit. I had five. And you know, that story, I don't know, stories like that story helped me specifically because I was, you know, I still go through this today where I'm doubting myself and I'm doubting the quality of my work. So that goes back to what you were saying, that, you know, when we share stories, it gives people, this is what I took from what you said, it gives people the courage to share their own stories and to kind of look deep within themselves.
Yes, and we can find that inspiration and the hope by also someone who's gone before us on a journey that maybe we're on that can be tough. Yes. Woo! Okay. So what life experience has caused you to be so motivated to make this impact?
So storytelling, I just realized this recently, but I've always been doing it. Ever since I was a kid, I would write stories based on like the X-Men or Kim Possible or something. I would kind of make my own little episodes and put my own spins on it. But really, so I had this internship in New York City the summer of 2017. I was interning with this PR firm. It was an unpaid internship. So unpaid internships are a lot anywhere, but in New York City, it's a whole lot.
Oh my goodness.
And that really motivated me because that summer I did not have a lot. I mean, I saved up money before I went because I didn't think that I would find a side paying job. But that summer was just so rough for me in terms of financial stability. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't want to call home and ask for money. You know, I didn't want to really ask anyone for money. So it was just very, very hard. And I was being very stubborn now that I look back on it. But it was just such a life-changing summer for me because I'd spent a summer in a city that was foreign to me. I've been to New York before, but I haven't spent the whole summer and actually lived there. I got to explore this foreign city. I got to make new friends. I got to learn about financial stability and financial wellness and how to take care of myself in this new city, how to make ends meet. And that was just so transformative for me. And I was thinking, you know, during the middle of this, you know how we go through certain situations, most of the time these rough situations, and we're like, oh my gosh, I wonder, is it just me going through this? My God, is there someone else? I was just thinking, you know, gosh, this, you know, if I share this experience with people, you know, when I come back to New York and finish my final year of grad school, you know, it might help somebody. You know, I might be able to tell them the things that I wish I had known. So just that transformative experience. And also, you know, I used to write in undergrad, my senior year, for this publication called The Odyssey. And it was a Michigan State group. It was a Michigan State group, or RSO, Registered Student Organization, on campus. And we had to submit articles each week. And I had so much fun doing articles. I would do articles. So my whole spiel was, you know, highlighting the Spartan women on campus who are doing these cool and amazing things. And I would really just go to my friends and interview them. And there was one of my friends in particular, you know, I remember the title, my friend's name is Michelle. So it was Michelle, MSU's own Supergirl. And, you know, it got like 700 shares within like a day or two. And I didn't think it would do that well. I mean, Michelle, she is an awesome person, but I just didn't think it would get to like 700 shares in that short amount of time. And that was just so awesome. And then there were people sharing it, you know, relating to it. And it was just, I don't know, that showed me, that was one of those instances that showed me that storytelling does connect people. And I remember doing another one on my friend Karima, and it was titled Karima, this MSU woman who was doing it all. And she's very involved, very much like Michelle. And, you know, people were sharing that. And I'm like, wow, you know, people are really connecting and vibing with this. So those are some of the experiences that really motivated me to continue to make my impact with storytelling. You know, that showed me that it does connect people and people vibe with it. And once you find that niche in a story that connects people, you know, it's golden.
I love it. So what has been your biggest internal or external challenge so far, and how have you overcome it?
So there are two. So the first is really just dealing with the loss of my grandfather. He passed away in 2015, and that was the first time that I had really lost somebody that was close to me, that I really dealt with death in that way. And, you know, I feel like when it first happened, I felt like a part of me had died, because my grandfather was one of my biggest cheerleaders. You know, I could do no wrong in his eyes. You know, I could boil an egg, and he would swear that nobody could boil an egg like his grandfather. when I was on homecoming court at Michigan State, you know, he made sure that he stayed and watched the entire football game because he didn't want to miss me being honored, you know, at half. Is it half? I'm not into sports. Is it halftime?
That probably would have been, yes. But oh my gosh, I didn't even know you were on homecoming court there. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I was from the 2015 to 2016 year, and he was so excited when I had my book, not my book, but when I contributed to the anthology, he was so excited to read it. So just dealing with the loss of that, but also dealing with the loss of him, but also on a deeper level, you know, just self-love. You know, I've never hated myself, but I have been through challenges where my self-love, you know, hasn't been as strong as it is now, and it's still growing right now. Mm-hmm. So just learning to love myself, learning to know my worth, and also learning to be okay with knowing my worth and loving myself. Because my mother, she contributes a lot to that. She's always spoke affirmations into me and love in my life. So just learning to, you know, love myself and be okay with that. Because unfortunately, a lot of people see when you love yourself, they take it as a form of arrogance or as a form of combating against them or whatnot. But that's really not what it is. I just love myself enough to.
Totally. Oh, my gosh. Yes. People battle that all the time. See, you're telling me a story and I'm so connecting with it. But it is, people think, like, I don't want people to think I'm stuck on myself or arrogant. And oh my goodness, it's not that. Ego is when you're thinking you're better than because of, but feeling good about yourself isn't meaning that you're thinking you're better than others. You are just appreciating who you are as a human.
Exactly. And I will tell you this, one of my favorite rappers, she said this quote that I keep with me today. She said, "Nothing's not an option when your life is worth a fortune." And that has just stuck with me. You know, my life is worth a fortune, and I'm not going to settle. I'm going to continue to love myself and go after what I want.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and if we want to talk about the Bible real quick too, I mean, there's all kinds of passages in there about like, let your light shine. And, you know, we are not supposed to, we're not supposed to dim our light. Let that baby shine. So, tell me how, I mean, you kind of shared already, I think, but how do you stay motivated and moving during tough times?
So I will first start by saying that I pray. I do my best to pray every day, every night, every hour, every second. Mm-hmm. I try to do it a little bit more as time goes on. My favorite Bible verse is Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. To me, that verse just tells me that I can worry and stress all I want, but at the end of the day, God has my back and God will, you know, bless me beyond measure and continue to be there for me. I pray with my friends, but I will say that the friends that I have, I don't just call them my friends. I call them my boss friends. And I call them that because we each try to be the inner boss. We each try to channel our inner boss and be the biggest boss that we can be at the end of the day and make boss decisions. Mm-hmm. And I pray with my boss friends and my support system. I pray with my mom. I talk it over with my mom. I get advice from her. And really, I'm an only child, so I'm used to spending time alone. But I just take time to reflect and regroup. Like, I might go off the radar for a little bit, just depending on what's going on, just to get my mind right and strategize on what may have went wrong or what went right. Where do I want to go from here and how is this going to look? So just that support system and just getting that alone time to think about it. And of course, praying.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love all those strategies. Amazing. So what words of wisdom do you have for others who want to make their impact in the world?
So there is this show that I used to watch. It's called A Different World. It's about HBCUs, and it starred, I don't even remember, Jasmine Guy starred in it, and Kadeem Hardison.
Hold on. Wait, it's about what? HV what?
Historically Black Colleges or Universities, HBCUs.
Okay.
Yep. So, and it starred Jasmine Guy and Kadeem Hardison. Uh-huh. And it's a show well before my time. But there was this one, Whitley Gilbert, one of the main characters, she was telling somebody this, and this is I have a lot of quotes that just stick with me, as you can see. But she told her best friend or someone on the show, she said, "Do not curb your brilliance to accommodate someone else's insecurities." And that is what, those are the words of wisdom that I would have for people, just going off of that tangent, because I feel like so many times so many of us, we try to dim our lights to, fit in a narrow box to accommodate someone that may be our friend, a family members, a spouse, a partner, whomever, to fit their insecurities and make them feel better about themselves. But really, that's not, in my opinion, that's not what should happen. That's not the right way to go. You have to be this boss. You have to be your own boss. You have to be the biggest and brightest star that you can ever be. You need to do everything in your power to be as powerful and humble and as great as you can be. Because if you because if they're your real friend, if they're really for you, if they're really rooting for you and in your life, they would not ask you to accommodate them by shrinking yourself down to fit in this box that they have built for you. And that just leads to so many issues, lost opportunities, low self-esteem, and it's not worth it. You going off of that, you have to love yourself first before you love anyone else. That is the most important relationship you can have. So just keep that self-love and learn to love yourself and be unapologetic about loving yourself as well.
Amazing. Oh, see, I wish you were on Facebook because I'm going to screenshot it to you. I have to send it to you, but it's been a couple weeks now, but I did a post because I was getting ready to do a training and I was starting to think about what I was going to share about some of my accomplishments, and I realized that I was minimizing them. And then it turned into this whole thing of why am I, and that was that whole dimming the light thing. But yeah, why am I dimming my light to help those who, have insecurities or don't want to accomplish much in life? Why is my focus on my voice being about keeping them comfortable? What if I then am taking something away from someone else that could be inspirational? So,
Exactly. And
yes.
then, Kirsten, if you want to get deeper on, because you mentioned the Bible, so I just want to reference like God in this point, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
God really, what God doesn't want us to dim our lights. God wants us to be the best versions of ourselves that's possible. So, really, when we dim our lights, or even going on another level, when we ask God why, and this is different, but when we ask God like why is this opportunity or blessing happening for this person and it's not happening for me, that is a sign of disrespect to God when we do things like that, because God pours into us. See, I can go on, I can take anybody to
Oh,
church, but you get what I'm
I 100%. I'm
saying?
over here again going preach it, preach it, like
Yes.
arms in the air, like
Yeah, so it's like we have to do right by ourselves and God by being the best versions of ourselves and staying in our lane and knowing that
Yes.
what we have in our lane and on our plate, nobody can replace and nobody can take from us.
Exactly. And it's not an ego thing because one, we're given the glory elsewhere. And two, again, it's not about like I'm better than, like we all have beautiful gifts. And so
Exactly.
I can celebrate your gifts and I can celebrate my own. And I'm not saying that anything about me or you is better or worse or anything. Like we're all amazing and we're all put on this earth for important missions. And so I'm loving talking to you about yours today. Oh my gosh, so funny. Yeah, we met on Shaper, this networking app, and as soon as you and I spoke, I was like, oh my gosh, the energy, like you have to be on my podcast. So I seriously, like you and I could talk forever. I know the last, like when we were just in our, like the first time we spoke, it was like da 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 da. It was kind of like what we're doing right
Yeah, because it's like so natural.
because then we run out, we run out of time before we run out of topics.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just love and seriously, I just am smiling ear to ear right now because I love your energy, I love your passion, and oh, you just have such a lifetime ahead of you and amazing, you're just going to make amazing things happen. And
Thank you.
I'm excited that I met you while you're at your age because I will get to watch you for a long time and see all the stuff that you make happen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I receive it too.
Oh,
I
good.
so appreciate
Yes,
it.
that's what I want you to do. I am going to have a link to Kenneth's his LinkedIn page, actually, if you want to connect with him, which I highly recommend, go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and then go to today's episode for the show notes. I'm going to have some of what we talked about there summarized and also the link directly to his LinkedIn if you want to connect with him and follow what he's up to as well. So, oh my gosh, thank you so much for joining me today. I just love talking with you, and I'm so grateful that we connected and that you have shared all your great passion and stories today. And there are many stories to come.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Kirsten. I'm so appreciative of it. And this is my first time doing it, so I appreciate you for walking through my awkwardness and technical difficulties. So thank you.
No, you're amazing. No, you are a storyteller. So, no, you've been an amazing guest. So, I so appreciate it. So, I just want to encourage everyone who's listening, let him be an inspiration to you and get out there and make your big impact in the world.
Thank you so much, Kirsten. This has been a pleasure, and I hope you guys unlock that inner boss within you, and everything will come into fruition.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you. And everyone head over to, again, find more information about him, defeatthedrama.com, and click on that podcast tab.
Thank you.